listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm here in the studio in the Browns headquarters in Berea. We're going to go to the Ohio Business Machine Hotline now and remind you that OBM is the preferred copier provider of the Cleveland Browns. You know that every day is game day in your office. Call 216-485-2000 or visit ohiobusinessmachines.com. Today on the OBM Hotline, we're happy to be joined by Dan Wetzel from Yahoo Sports, who wrote an article about the Browns' decision regarding Johnny Manziel. Dan, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, guys. Anything newsworthy going on this week?
You
got topics?
Monday Night Football.
We've been struggling to come up with content for the Cleveland Browns this week, coming off the bye week, you know, usually a quiet time, but obviously not for this team. For those who haven't had an opportunity to read your fine article, and I'd urge you all to check it out at yahoo.com, what is basically your take on what happened with the Browns and Johnny Manziel?
Well, you know, to me, this wasn't a decision that Mike Pettine made. It was a decision that Johnny Manziel made.
Yep.
And, you know, you're granted this opportunity. Six games, be the starter. You're the starter the rest of the year. And this is all Manziel or anybody would want. Any marginal, is he a starter or not a starter kind of guy, a young quarterback, or anyone in your career. Imagine getting the promotion and someone saying, hey, for the next 6 weeks, you see if you can be the sales manager, you can be the general manager, you can do this. And you have to seize that opportunity and prove that you deserve the job. You don't then on a couple weekends off, especially when they've told you, you've had discussions and you've had problems with partying too much or creating a stir at all this stuff, you not only would you come in on the weekends to work, not only would you put full effort into it, get your rest, every single thing you got to do to take this job. But when you've been specifically told and had a problem with one type of behavior, you don't go in and engage in that behavior. And so I just look at it like anybody, this is how you have to do this. When you make that move and obviously I don't know if there was a deal where if you go party, you don't get the job, but this is clearly a terrible idea. I talked to one of the guy's kind of in the Manziel camp, and they said, yeah, once the moment he flew to Texas, he's in trouble, and he is. So he loses the promotion. And whether or not he can get another chance like this ever again, who knows? But it's completely self-destructive for someone to do this. And if this happened to any of your friends, and you'd sit there and go, what the heck were you thinking? You had your chance, and you didn't take it.
And doesn't it scare you, Dan, that you know, at this point in his career, after the 10 weeks in a treatment facility, that he still doesn't seem to have the right people in his corner to create a barrier, a buffer, a series of checks and balances for him, because he's at risk not only of losing his job here in Cleveland, but he's probably one more stop away and a few more screw-ups from being out of the NFL.
He could be out of the NFL now, really. I don't know who takes a chance on him if the Browns officially dump him after the season or whatever. And we don't know that's what's going to happen, obviously. But how many teams out there are sitting there saying, you know, I don't know if Johnny Manziel can play in this league anyway. Why are we taking him as our backup quarterback when all he's going to do is create a circus, the media, the fan? Like, this is where the fame starts to hurt you, a little like it did with Tebow. You can't just sit there quietly and be, you know, on the bench like Jimmy Clausen or something like that. Just be the guy. Kellen Moore can sit there for 15 years and just be your backup. You can't do that with these Heisman guys. And so they end up getting punished by it. But I don't know, and you don't know, and we want to be respectful of his rehab and his disease and what his situation is. I know, you know, if you have an addiction, it's not always the people around you can help, but you're going to go do what you want to do. And, clearly he made the decision to leave Cleveland and fly down there. And two weekends in a row. I mean, that's the other thing. He was there, whatever, two out of the last three weekends, he's flying back to Texas to hang out. You know,
right.
I got to pull
they
off
had the Thursday
school.
Night game, right, exactly.
Right, and he goes to Texas A&M, and then he comes and And, you know, well, I was the game captain. Okay, you want to get honored back there? You know what? Go hang out with Kevin Sumlin the night before and have a nice steak dinner at the team hotel or something. Don't go out to the clubs. So it's like, it's that important and you're that deprived of fun that you have to jet back to Texas and go out in the clubs? Like, none of this stuff spells maturity or professionalism. And those are the number one questions they want to see. And so you've got to show up early. You got to do everything you can to prove to your boss or any other boss you deserve this opportunity. And if any of us was given that shot, this isn't how you spend your time, doing the exact opposite of what they want you to do. You go and grab it. You show up early. You show up prepared. You work late. You get your rest. You focus. You do extra work on the week. You do every single thing. And instead, he feels the need that 2 out of the 3 weekends with a real opportunity sitting there, he's got to fly back as fast as he can to Texas, hang out all night. I am the last person that's going to tell somebody, oh, you can't have fun. Or, I'm hardly, anybody who knows me knows my writing, I'm the last guy to go through all this stuff. But this is more, it's not what he was doing. It's that in this frame of mind, in this moment, he couldn't be anything but a guy that's seizing opportunity. And I don't buy this too young. When I was 22, or a lot of people are 22, and you're given a golden opportunity, you grab it. You grab it. You know, there's the interns all over. I guarantee you, 22-year-old interns of the Cleveland Browns that show up at 6 in the morning hoping that someone keeps them around.
Absolutely.
And you know, I'm working in the film room, and I'm going to grind film all bye week because maybe that keeps me in this league. And so young people can do this and just sitting there saying, oh, well, you're a young guy. He's got to go flying back and partying all weekend. It's none of this stuff says NFL quarterback, and that's the job he's trying to get.
In your conversations with other media members or perhaps your other league sources, what is the general consensus on what has happened?
You know, I mean, I haven't made a million calls on it, but most people don't think Manziel in the league think Manziel is an NFL starting quarterback. So I can say right there, I mean, he's not big enough. He doesn't make the moves and all this. The question is, does he develop? Is he, you know, can he get there?
Right.
Because look, he makes plays other guys can't make, and right. He's really, really exciting to watch. And there's a lot of bad quarterbacks in the league, and there's a lot of dull quarterbacks in the league. But you know, when you're a team, the way you get fired so quick now, do you want to hitch your wagon to this guy? And that's what no one wants to do. And so, and I think the fact that the team and the guys around him who have cared the most and given him the most opportunities just got burned by him. And a lot of, I mean, you know, what are the chances that Pettine's back and, you know, other people in the management and the staff is back? You know, probably not real strong right now. It's not all Johnny Manziel's fault by any stretch of the imagination. But that those guys got burned again just really doesn't help. He's going to have a hard time finding a team. There's going to be a lot of teams in the league that are just, if he was released right now, who would just say, I'm not even touching him. Now, you only need one, but there's a lot that wouldn't even want to bring him in.
Now, Dan, Mike Pettine did not slam the door on the fact that we, you know, may or may not see Johnny Manziel start for the Cleveland Browns football team. What is the scenario or what track record can he prove to Mike Pettine over the next 6 weeks or maybe in the next 3 weeks, given the fact that Johnny Manziel could potentially start a few games and really allow this scouting staff and these coaches to evaluate him more than just the 2 games he started thus far this season?
You know, that I don't know. I mean, that's obviously between Pettine and Manziel. I mean, I can surmise that it's do every single thing you possibly can and to prove that was a mistake and you've learned from it. I think it's why not keep that door open if you're Pettine, both professionally and I think on a personal level. I think a lot of people like Johnny Manziel. I'm sure you guys know him maybe better than me or not, but I mean, he's a likable guy. And it doesn't always help to just totally cast him out. You can't enable him, but there's no benefit in this. So give him a chance and give him a carrot there to chase. Who knows what happened? So I don't know the specifics. I can guess it would be absolutely behave, you know, like the most professional NFL quarterback you possibly can be, and maybe they give him another chance. So we'll see. But I think at this moment, this decision was made by Manziel, not by Pettine. Pettine had no choice. Not when 2 out of 3 weekends he's got the pictures and the videos. I mean, he's singing into the camera for the video. And, Obviously, if there's no video, we don't know, or maybe we don't know, but that's the reality of 2015.
Let me ask you, and a lot of people here, obviously, there are huge Johnny Manziel supporters who just want to see him play. I just want to see him play,
yeah,
and I want him to do the things off the field that allow him to perform on the field. Is he being held to a different standard than anybody else? I mean, I'm sure other players go home on their bye week and go out and may do some drinking, et cetera. Is Johnny Manziel, in your opinion, being unfairly scrutinized, or is it something that he has brought on himself with the whole Johnny football persona and the fact that he was in a rehab facility earlier this year and this isn't an isolated thing?
Well, I've gotten a lot of this. You know, Rob Gronkowski or whatever. There's never been any question that Rob Gronkowski or somebody else in the league wasn't prepared to play. And absolutely, there's different standards to every single person, just like there's different standards to every single employee. If you are valuable enough, of course there's a sliding scale. I mean, I think people like want some kind of fairness on a coaching decision. He's not getting suspended from the NFL.
He's not losing a paycheck.
He's not doing anything. He's just not going to get to start. I mean, I don't know what lollipop world you live in where every single person gets treated exactly the same.
If you're the
top guy, hey, you bring value. This is a borderline NFL player. This is a guy who isn't good enough, has not shown he's good enough, and he's given the chance. And you sit there and say, "I'm giving you the chance. I am Mike Pettine. I'm fighting for my job, and I got 6 weeks left, and I'm giving you the chance." If I go 6-0, I might keep my job. If I go 0-6, I'm gone. I'm giving it to you. And how do you repay me? So, of course, there's different scales to everyone. Of course, some guys are out partying 10 times worse than Johnny or more. I don't even say worse. Of course, there's guys that have served domestic violence. You know, Greg Hardy can play. He was suspended. I mean, this is none of that. This is a coach's decision. This was a deal between Johnny Manziel and his bosses. It would be for your boss. If you had a shot at a job that you are borderline candidate for, and they say the job starts at 9:00, and you start showing up at 8 because you want to show you got that job, you get, you know, that doesn't mean everyone's going to start at 8, but that's what you do, or whatever it takes. And he isn't doing whatever it takes. And I think this was the number one question with him. Well, other than can he cut down on turnovers? But is he mature enough? He just didn't do it. So there's a sliding scale, but that's life. It's a sliding scale for all of us, man.
It definitely is, Dan. And last one for me, and point blank, if Josh McCown stays healthy and plays well in the coming week or weeks, do we even see Johnny Manziel the remainder of the season?
You know, I don't know. I don't know. Probably not, but there's so many different things, wheels in motion here. I mean, ideally, if you have the right scenario of a franchise, you're sitting there saying to Pettine and guys, you're going to be back, so let's just try to prepare for next year. This year has been a bust. But that obviously isn't reality. So is he trying to win to save a job? Is he not trying to win? Is it what do you put out there? But going with Manziel was slightly controversial, and it was a long-term plan by these guys, and so it's not like Johnny has with his play earned the position. It hasn't been that bad, and he's certainly shown some flashes, but it was really like, here's 6 weeks to show not only the Browns but anyone in the league that I can do this.
He hasn't been that good either.
Right. He hasn't been that bad, but he hasn't been that good. He hasn't been good enough where someone says that's an NFL starting quarterback.
Absolutely not yet. Dan, let me ask you, final question for me, just about this Browns team in general. How do you see the final six games going, and how do you see this offseason unfolding for this organization?
Well, I don't know.
Million-dollar question.
How much time do we have?
I have no idea who will or won't be back. I don't know if they can win. I have no idea. That's a tough question. I expect not great play. I mean, they haven't shown us a lot. And a lot of changes in the offseason. That's kind of the recent track record. And I don't know if that's true. I like Mike Pettine a lot, but it's a bottom line business. And it certainly right now isn't trending well for anyone in Cleveland, except I guess Josh McCown is going to be back to do the start.
Dan, appreciate the time again. I'd urge everybody to go to yahoosports.com and read his article about Johnny Manziel and Mike Pettine's decision to bench him right now. It's at yahoosports.com, so go ahead and check that out. Dan, thank you so much for the time. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving to you. Take care.
Thank you.
All right, we'll be back. We'll go into the mailbag and hand out some final thoughts here on this last edition before Thanksgiving of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.